Yes, we're back. It's the 21st day of the 12th month of the 14th year of the 21st century. Interesting way of putting it, I'm sure. But nonetheless, we'll be back with Peter Almos talking more about what it is to be Chumash. And I'm really excited about that. And we're definitely going to have him back again. We're going to have back right now Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, on the web at Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. She's on LinkedIn. And you can also reach her by calling 963-0842. That's 963-0842. We are at the winter solstice, which brings me a great deal of a glee and joy on the one hand, because I know that the temperatures are definitely much cooler. They're much cooler elsewhere, but they're still much cooler even here. I've been waiting for those days for months. And yet it also brings me a little trepidation because I know that the warmer weather is also on its way. But hey, you know, I got to live with this, the good with the bad. The cycles are there, and we just try to do our best to enjoy them regardless. But this is the winter solstice. It is a period of time both for Christmas and for all of the other celebratory events in different cultures. But a lot of people do put a lot of emphasis, don't they, on these solstices, if that's the proper pluralization of that word, because this and the summer are major planetary points. We talked about the cardinal points, the equinoxes, the solstices, and then, of course, the minors. But this one and the summer one are really, really,
really big.
Just
really big. Yeah. I think there's something very primal, very primordial that gets awakened in us on the solstices and the equinoxes at a minimum. And it's an awesome release of energy. It's an awesome release point. And a lot of ancient cultures have thought that forever. And it just makes me think of all the ancient observatories, and especially the ones that are lined up with the winter solstice, in particular Newgrange in Ireland. There's a magical energy there that just goes way back. The ancient Celts in Ireland believed that the solstices, especially the winter solstice, was the time when the souls of the dead who died in the last 6 months could ascend to heaven. Or their belief of heaven and the afterlife, that you were kind of in this holding bay whenever you passed until you could be released at the solstices. And it's an awesome energy. No matter what you believe it about it, you can certainly feel it.
You
feel it in your bones.
We've been at Newgrange, but not on the 21st of December or the 21st of June, but we were there in February. And we had the privilege of going down inside the sacred mound.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
What an experience. If anybody is thinking, I tell anybody, if you want to go, then make a way to go to Ireland and especially go to Newgrange, to these incredible mounds, prehistoric mounds. As a person who's involved in sound, the acoustics inside that place are as perfect as any acoustics could ever be. There, even after interviewing the acoustician for the Granada Theater, they couldn't even design such perfect acoustics. I mean, it was wonderful. But anyway, the whole aspect of getting in touch, if you will, or staying in touch with, reconnecting with our true roots, not necessarily of the family, but literally the family of humanity and the earth, I think is really taking hold. It's becoming more and more mainstream. Those of us who feel this way used to be years ago called tree huggers. And now that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
And that's good. I'm glad that it's starting to become something that we're talking about more and more, that you really want to live your life's purpose. You really want to get focused and centered. Then reconnect with nature.
Absolutely, and especially this time of year, it's so much easier, and it goes back to what we were talking about last week, the energy of Sagittarius, which does change today. Mm-hmm. We go into Capricorn, but Sagittarius is the light of enlightenment, the light of connection to source. you know, this time of year, we're always trying to find the light and light the lights.
Yeah.
Within and without, above and below.
Now, next week is the 28th when we'll be talking, and it will be the last time in this year, and I am just astounded at how fast, I mean, it really has gone by in a flash, like no other year I can remember. But I want to talk next week, if we can, about a lot of the optimism I'm hearing from people about 2015, and maybe you can touch upon that from an astrological standpoint.
Absolutely.
And it has nothing to do with making the right resolutions. It's just people are just feeling like 2015 is going to be an awesome year for them and for people around them. So let's discuss that next week.
Absolutely.
And you can discuss with Beth just about anything you want. If you're in need of some counsel or confirmation or what have you, 963. I don't know where that came from. 963-0842. Or you can go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Go to Facebook and look up Beth McDonald Consulting. She's also on LinkedIn. And we look forward to talking with you right before the end of the year.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard.
And we will get back to our interview with Peter Almos of the Chumash Indians in just a moment. This is Tell Me Your Story.